One of the evidences of the demolition of the evolutionist's outlook on history, Göbekli Tepe. During the period described by evolutionists as the alleged Stone Age, people performed their acts of worship, listened to the messages of the messengers sent by Allah, constructed buildings, cooked in their kitchens, talked to their family members, and visited their neighbors. They had their dresses sewn by tailors, were treated by doctors, played musical instruments, drew pictures, and made sculptures. Simply put, they led a normal life. Surely some changes had occurred throughout history in terms of technology and accumulated information. One of the most important archaeological findings revealing this is the Göbekli Tepe site, or Potbelly Hill, which is a sanctuary located in the southeastern Anatolia region of Turkey, some 15 kilometers northeast of the town of Sanliurfa. The Göbekli Tepe excavations revealed some unique structures, such as giant T-shaped limestone pillars weighing some 40 tons, with heights ranging from 4 to 6 meters. These pillars, carved with neat animal reliefs on their surfaces, are evenly set in a circular order and are enclosed with high walls. What stunned the scientific world is the age of this site. It was constructed some 11 to 12,000 years ago, sometime around 9,000 to 9,600 BC, according to radiocarbon dating. That is to say, Göbekli Tepe is the oldest known structure built by human beings. According to evolutionists, this glorious structure was constructed by primitive stone tools. According to this fallacy, this masterpiece of megalithic architecture is the work of so-called hunter-gatherers who worked with the most primitive tools some 12,000 years ago. According to this unrealistic comment, the people of this period had not even attained the technology of making pots and pans. Despite this, they could transport giant stone blocks from a site 2 kilometers distant, cut and shape them without using any metal tools, and put them into place. Saying that these people could carve animal reliefs, adorn the walls with pictures, that they could employ engineering and architectural information, but didn't yet know how to produce pots and pans, is merely a trickery insistently told to advocate evolutionist prejudices. This stone sculpture found in excavations and displayed in museums is also evidence that human beings have not gone through an evolutionary process. The eyes are made of obsidian, a volcanic kind of glass. It is impossible to give such a flawless, bright, and smooth shape to obsidian, which is a very hard substance, solely by the striking of stones. This once again proves that these people in question are not primitive, as it is alleged. It is impossible for a person to shape a stone into the form of this sculpture by rubbing one stone against another one. This delicate workmanship can only be accomplished by the use of metal tools, such as a rasp, stick, or plane, that are still used in our day in stone carving. The stone masters of our day use metal cutters, even in the crudest of carvings. It is impossible for Göbekli Tepe to have been constructed under primitive conditions, as alleged by the evolutionists. Indeed, Professor Klaus Schmidt, the leader of the excavation team in Göbekli Tepe, expresses this fact as follows. It can be seen that people of that period also had the capacity to think just as the people of our day. They are not primitive people as we have always assumed. It would be flawed to think that they were ape-like beings who climbed down from trees and tried to form a civilization. In terms of intelligence, they were the same as us. No doubt the works in Göbekli Tepe reveal that the people who constructed them enjoyed a knowledge, technology, and civilization far more advanced than we have previously imagined. The builders of Göbekli Tepe were not beings who evolved from animals, as the evolutionists suggest, but talented human beings created by Allah, who employed wisdom to make new discoveries in their own era. They were people who met their needs and constructed their own civilizations. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Have they not traveled in the earth and seen the final fate of those before them? They had greater strength than them and cultivated the land and inhabited it in far greater numbers than they do. Their messengers also came to them with the clear signs. Allah would never have wronged them, but they wronged themselves.